This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
Oh, Doctor, week 18. In the NFL, Jones, and a lot on the line. You had a couple games on Saturday. You had a pile of games on Sunday. No Monday night contest as we get set for the playoffs coming up on Saturday. So a bunch of games still had some playoff implications, as we know. One game, and we saw the scoreboard throughout the Patriots game, kept a nice eye on that Broncos-Chargers game.
What happened?
Kind of went how we thought it was going to go because it was Trey Lance at quarterback for the Chargers.
It's a third and five. And Lance from the pocket gets picked off. Off the deflection. And here we go with the run back inside the 20. McMillan is in for the touchdown.
Yeah, Broncos, no surprise. Get the win and the number one seed, home field advantage. 14-3, so same record as the Patriots, but they get the tiebreaker. And they beat the Chargers, who will face the New England Patriots Sunday night here in Foxborough.
I give the Broncos some credit for, like, I think they mostly played their guys yesterday, right? I mean,
Bo Nix was out there.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they sat their guys down, and that's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So they were going for the one seed. Maybe they rested a player here and there, but they've played backup quarterbacks 2 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at their whole schedule, they've beaten a lot of crummy quarterbacks. This is not that different.
Yeah, I know.
Than what was it, 2022 with Mac Jones, where the Pats just got very fortunate and faced like a bazillion backup quarterbacks.
2021, 2022.
No, I think the year.
The next year.
I think the next year they were like eight wins, whatever they were.
Maybe
but
seven.
They were facing like the Sam Ellingers of the world guys. So this is not that dissimilar from that. And I wonder if the Broncos are going to have a little trouble throttling back up. I'd say the same thing with the Chargers. Like, the Chargers and Bills, I think, are idiots for mostly sitting their guys yesterday. I understand prioritizing health.
Yeah, Herbert's banged up.
But I think ratcheting that back up into high gear is going to be tough.
I don't know if you saw the Broncos yesterday, but there was no chance they were going to lose in those uniforms.
Those were nice.
Holy mackerel.
Real nice.
Oh, that orange just pops off the screen.
Especially
the light blue helmet.
Trey Lance on the other side, it pops a
that
little
helps.
Extra.
That
yeah,
helps
yeah, it
well.
Does. Yeah.
All right, you mentioned the Buffalo Bills. They were taking on the New York Football Jets.
Hey, what happened?
Mitch Trubisky getting a lot of run there for the Bills and didn't matter.
Fourth and goal. Trubisky has some time. Throwing end zone. It is cool. Gabe Davis. What a catch by Davis. His first touchdown of the season.
Great catch by Gabe Davis.
It was a nice
catch.
Mossed
him.
He really
Absolute
did.
Absolute mossed
That was
him.
A fourth down, if I'm not mistaken. So
it
yeah,
was a fourth down.
Yeah, Trubisky out there. He was trying to throw picks to the Jets. They go the full year with no interceptions.
Yeah. No picks.
No picks.
17 games. Did not have an interception, which is wild. It's never happened before.
Nope.
So that is one of the crazy stats you're going to hear.
How could it possibly? Yeah. All the different scrubby quarterbacks that are out there just chuck the ball around? Even like a Hail Mary or something?
They played a full game.
Yeah, just one snap against Mitch Trubisky. He was like begging to throw picks.
Mitch Trubisky's like, you want one? He was the Nickelodeon valuable player, though, first ever.
Good point.
Bills get a 35-8 win, so Buffalo is 12-5. The Jets, meanwhile, 3-14. Now, they won't get the number one pick, because based off of the old tiebreakers, it will be the aforementioned Las Vegas Raiders, who have fired Pete Carroll. The Jets are sticking with Aaron Glenn, evidently. Also funny, a guy that had a lot of interceptions in his career, coaching a team that had zero.
Yeah, I'd think about moving on from him, but whatever.
I would, too. But they'll have the number two pick in the upcoming draft.
Good for them.
Yes.
That'll work out.
Yeah. All right, what about the AFC North showdown, Jones? This was the showcase game last night. Winner gets the division, Ravens and Steelers. Wild game came down to this.
Snap good. Holden. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Pittsburgh Steelers hold on to a two-point win, 26-24 over the Ravens. Tyler Loop, you heard there, had a chance to win the game and become a hero. Sadly, became a zero. And Jones, I read a story that apparently his Instagram is not going great. A lot of mean messages sent his way.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Off the internet.
Make the 42-yarder
Stay off the net. Big game for Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers, both in a loss.
Zay Flowers. I had a season-long bet fading Zay Flowers. It did not go away. It was very disappointing, those two long
Sick
touchdowns.
Brag, bro.
You had a season-long under bet on Zay Flowers?
No, it was Zay Flowers.
First year you've done this? This is the second year you've done this.
No. Zay Flowers against...
He is a career under. Yeah, I'm betting his career.
Flowers. It was Zay Flowers against Tet McMillan is what it was.
Oh, so Zay Flowers greater than Tet McMillan. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, that ended up working out.
Who wouldn't have seen that coming?
Ended up working out for Zay Flowers late. It was in my favor right up
but
until those two
Steelers,
long touchdowns.
You've been doubting them all season long. Aaron Rodgers, 10 win, Tomlin, winning record all the time. They are primed for their classic make the playoffs, lose in the first round.
I thought, they're not going to beat the Texans.
No way.
The Ravens would win that division. Incorrect. That game last night, by the way, boring for the most part until that fourth quarter, unreal. The fourth quarter was
sort of force.
Yeah.
Another division was on the line this weekend. It was the NFC South. Of course, the Patriots have already been crowned the NFC South champions.
Long time ago.
Sweeping the South. So we had this game on Saturday between the Bucs and the Panthers.
What happened?
Mayfield from the pocket, swings it across the middle, touchdown, Kate Otten. And Tampa Bay right down the field on first blood.
First blood? That was on last blood. They won 16-14 on Saturday. Pretty boring game overall.
Real
Panthers
boring.
Needed that win. If the Panthers won, they were automatically the champion. If the Bucs won, which they did, they now had to wait to see the Saints and Falcons game, and that would determine who the winner of the NFC South is.
What happened?
I'll tell you.
At least him and Cousins have hooked up. He's at the bottom of your screen as Cousins has a lot of time and throws for the end zone. That's a touchdown, Falcons. Drake London all alone sitting back there. Former USC star in high school.
What? In high school?
It was Chris Myers, so I had to leave it.
Yeah, but you got to say, the highest stakes game Chris Myers has ever called.
Chris Myers was tossing and turning the night before that game.
He's like, I got to do the what now? They're like, this game matters. You're like, yeah, it matters. Not for the teams playing in it.
Not for them.
Those teams. No. Did you see Baker Mayfield's wife, I guess, was on Instagram posting pictures and videos of Baker watching this game?
No.
And he was just like, he was not happy. And she's like, making fun of him.
I saw Jake Browning's wife and or girlfriend trotting around. That I saw. I missed.
Sick brag,
that's in the
bro.
Algorithm as well. That Gronk. Don't get me started on Gronk, by the way. Gronk might be my latest feud. Yeah. I hate Gronk.
I saw. I witnessed
Gronk is
all
so
of this.
Full of crap. Yeah. All they're doing now is removing women's clothes, which is outrageous. No, I'm telling you right now, I don't like that.
Gronk's a croc.
Yes.
How about that? Get that trending.
Gronk's doing, yeah. But I clicked on one of the things. Then I got into an argument with Gronk, and now all I see is people being like, hey, remove her clothes. I'm like, that's gross. Stop it.
I didn't even Terp inform me about that. Terp's like, oh, that's all Gronk does.
Yeah, Terp gets it. So Gronk is like the AI for Twitter that don't know.
Yeah,
it's like Elon Musk's AI.
Uh-huh.
And there's this recent trend, and I'm serious. It's not good. It should be illegal. There'll be like a woman standing there like in front of like a coffee shop, and then somebody will be like, hey, Gronk, put her in a bikini. And then it does.
Mm.
Should not be allowed. Yeah. I don't know what law it's breaking,
I
but
imagine
it's a law.
People are like, hey, throw Jones in a banana hammock. Yeah. I bet there's a lot of that.
So then,
I bet that's most of the mentions on our Jones and Keefe.
So then
Twitter
I had
account.
This viral tweet yesterday. Yeah. I took the show photo.
Yep.
It's still, people are still talking about
it. I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah,
there was the five of us, you, me, Nick, Terp, and Billy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, Gronk, remove the guy who ruined the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Gronk responds to me, goes, yeah, we don't really do photo edits. I go, what?
That's all you do.
So then I asked separately, asked Gronk, do you edit photos? Goes, yes! Exclamation point. It's like, just tell us what you want. I'm like, this thing's a piece of crap.
But the reason you wanted to remove the Bozo from the picture was because Terp blew another Bozo touchdown.
Yeah, Terp was in the loser Bozo parlay. No,
the misfit.
Sorry,
misfit.
Guys.
Yeah, we don't want to call them losers.
No, not losers.
Yeah.
Well, they are with Terp, evidently.
They are, yeah.
Not only did he lose a Bozo parlay for them, he also took Jahmyr Gibbs, who was like minus 200. Like, that, don't even have him in there. But like Dice and his son, his buddy, and was it Twitch Mitch? They all hit.
Yeah. Of course they did.
Anyway, the Falcons win that game, which means the Panthers get in the playoffs.
Good for
them.
Yeah, good for them.
So the Panthers, Bucks, and Falcons all finish at 8-9. The Saints finished at 6-7. But what a fun division. Seahawks and 49ers for the top seed in the NFC.
What happened?
Third down and two, Charbonnet. He's got it and plenty more. Touchdown, Seattle.
Yeah, this is kind of a boring game. I was surprised. I thought the Niners were going to win. They didn't score a touchdown.
The two Saturday games were horrible.
Yeah.
Most of last night until the fourth quarter was horrible. Yeah. So all these high stakes big games were snoozers until that fourth quarter last night. But the Saturday games were like unwatchable.
The Seahawks go into San Francisco and they beat the Niners. So they are the number one seed. They have home field throughout the NFC playoffs. The 49ers still in the playoffs. They are the sixth seed. They will open against the Eagles. The Rams are the five. They will open with the Panthers. I don't know if you saw this stat. This is an early nominee for stat of the week.
Oh?
Sam Darnold has won 14 games in back-to-back years. Do you know how many quarterbacks have won 14 games in back-to-back years?
I think it's just him and Brady, right?
That's him and Tom Brady.
That's it.
Crazy. I still think he stinks, and I still am going to pick him to lose his first game. But
me too. Oh, I'll be picking against them in two weeks, yeah.
All right, what about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans?
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Andy Borgalis kicked a really long field goal for the Patriots, which was great to see, 59 yards. But that's nothing compared to this guy, Cam Little.
Cam Little, 67 yards! Oh!
Did he make it?
He did.
It's
a visual medium, Keith. But you saw it go through the uprights.
Cam Little, 67 yards! Oh-ho!
That's a make. That's a make noise.
Oh-ho is a make? So it went through.
Oh, no! Would be a miss. Oh-ho is a make.
The two longest field goals in NFL history are owned by Cam Little. 68.
So close.
And 67. Does he hit a 70-yarder next year?
Yes.
And if so, should it be worth 7 points in fantasy? I say yes.
Also yes. Yeah.
By the way, not to brag or boast, I did win my fantasy league.
Oh.
Despite Josh Jacobs trying his best.
Wow, you won that matchup.
I won with Jacobs.
That's definitely not a brag. Yeah, yeah. Good job. Good work.
My fifth championship, but that's fine. It's neither here nor there.
We should mention Fitzy won here.
Congratulations to Fitzy. He beat
eliminated Billy. It's a shame. We're all pulling
Billy made
for
the
you,
finals.
Billy.
Congrats to Fitzy, though. Yeah, you know what it was? I think
good
me and Fitzy,
for you. Good for you, Fitz.
Brock Purdy's a machine. Brock Purdy, way better than he has any business being, so he won me the title.
Yeah, that Purdy-McCaffrey combo that Fitzy had. I mean, until week 18.
Good stack.
Until week 18. It was good
didn't
stack.
Didn't need it. It was good strategy by him. Yeah. What about the Browns and the Bengals?
What happened?
Why are we playing this? I'll tell you why. Yeah, we had NFL history yesterday, Jones.
Burrow, he's under pressure. He's sacked. And there it is. A record that has stood nearly a quarter of a century has a new leader as 30-year-old Myles Garrett records his NFL record 23rd sack of the year.
23rd sack. Of course, you got Drake May five times.
Yeah.
That was a big help.
Yeah.
I think you got Lamar four times.
There was another
they played a couple times.
Is that who he got? He got another guy. Oh, I thought there was another four sack game that he had.
I don't know. I thought he was going to break the record sooner, to be honest.
He thought he was going to break the record sooner. Remember when he's like, it's inevitable that I'll break it, which I guess he was technically right about.
He got it. It took him to the last game of the season, and it is 17 games.
Yes.
Michael Strahan was asked about it in the Fox post game.
Oh, like, I didn't
hear this. He just passed your record because Strahan had 22.5, and Strahan's like, I did it in 16, which is true.
Yeah. I think Deacon
Then they stopped the game.
I think Deacon Jones had like 21 and like 14 game schedule. So if you really want to play that game, Strahan, you can.
True.
Yeah.
So they stopped the game. They prop him up on his shoulders. They walk him off the field like he's Rudy. The Bengals are like, we're trying to do hurry-up offense here. The Bengals are pissed. And so Jamar Chase had some good quotes after the game.
I found the whole thing annoying. Yes, they're going on and on after the game about how good of a guy Myles Garrett is. I'm like, he tried to kill someone on the field like 5 years ago. You guys remember that, right?
His helmet
like,
at,
I mean, just spare me, though. He's a good guy and all this. So, like, he's got the sack record.
He's the best guy.
Just stick with the sack record. Why do we got to go to, like, the next level? He's trying to murder people on the field.
Yeah, but what did Mason Rudolph say?
Well, fair question.
Yeah, good point.
But he's out there trying to kill people.
Yeah.
He's like, talking to other guys about dinosaurs.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
and he's with Chloe Kim, one of the real power couples in the world of sports.
A lot of power in that, I would imagine. Yeah.
What did you say most of it from Myles Garrett, is what you're saying?
What
about the Bears and the Lions?
Hey, what happened?
From 42 yards out, try to give the Lions the W. Snap and hold are good, and the kick is up and good, and the Lions going to finish their year with a win in Chicago, 19-16.
Wow.
Nice, Tom.
Indeed. They do finish with a winning record, but pretty amazing. Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions lose both their coordinators, including one to the other side yesterday in Chicago, and missed the playoffs. So the Lions were a wagon last year. People thought they were going to make it to the Super Bowl, which they didn't. Lose the coordinators. Dan Campbell took over play calling duties and all of that. Chicago Bears lose the game, however, at 11-6. Still had a chance for the number two seed. It was going to come down to the Eagles-Commanders game.
What happened?
Johnson, the fake. He'll run. He'll want to throw. Goodness. He's going to get a touchdown. The Commanders have taken the lead. 1 yard touchdown run by 39-year-old quarterback Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson.
Good for him.
I mean, just put out the call, Josh Johnson. He'll play quarterback for you.
He's ready.
So the Commanders win. Eagles fall to 11-6 based on the tiebreaker, though. The Eagles will be the 3. The Bears, the 2 seed, they will take on the Green Bay Packers coming up on Saturday. One of the Saturday games.
I'm surprised the Eagles sat their guys.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really get that either. Wouldn't you want Green Bay instead of the Niners? I mean, obviously not. And maybe they just didn't care.
I guess they don't care.
But yeah, if I was a Niners fan, I'd take that as a slap in the face, just like all these teams taking dives to get the Patriots yesterday.
A lot of slaps in the face. So here's your schedule in order. Rams-Panthers have the first game Saturday, 4:30. Mm. Packers-Bears, 8 o'clock at night on Prime.
Okay.
Sunday, 1, Bills-Jags.
Good game.
You know who's watching that game? Tony Boselli and Bruce Smith.
Oh, yeah.
4:30, 49ers-Eagles. 8 o'clock, Patriots and Chargers. And then the Monday night game is Steelers-Texans.
That one might be a skip. There's a few skips in there, but, like, you know, Sunday night Pats, that's good.
Everything is basically a 3.5-point spread with the exception – or 1.5 or 3.5. Then you have the Rams are heavy favorites against Panthers.
Big time.
And they already all pretty close.
They already lost to them, didn't they?
Yeah. With the Rams or the Panthers?
Rams lost to the Panthers.
Yeah, yeah. But they're 10.5-point favorites.
Hard to beat them twice.
That's what I've heard.
That's what it is. You know, it's hard to beat the Panthers two times.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay, there you go. What happened? Week 18. In the NFL, 617-779-7937. You can get into all the happenings from Week 18, including the Broncos locking up the number one seed.
Are they the scariest team in the AFC, or are they frauds? Let's get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.